Okay, I'm so blessed to share tonight. Greetings to you all on the phone. Take your Bibles or your phones and go to Romans chapter 12, verse 12. The title of this sharing is, Oh Happy Day. Dies Feliz. It comes from a song I'm going to share at the end of my sharing. Oh Happy Day is actually a hymn from the 18th century written by a Congregationalist minister from England, Philip Doddridge. In 1968, it was arranged as a gospel song by Edwin Hawkins, and it was very, very popular and became his signature song. It is in the movie Sister Act in 1992 with Whoopi Goldberg, which is the version I'll be sharing at the end. It's a lot shorter than some of the gospel songs. Go on and on and on and on. But right now, I want to relate the words in the song to one of my favorite verses. Romans 12:12. So you should be already there. This whole chapter 12 of Romans is so practical and has so many things that are just practical for us to do. And in this particular verse, there are three practical things for us to do as faithful believers. They are, number one, rejoicing in hope. Number two, patience in tribulation. Number three, instant in prayer. Another translation is, rejoice in your hope, endure your trials, and be steadfast in prayer. In the song, Oh Happy Day, the verse goes, Oh happy day, oh happy day. When Jesus washed, he washed my sins away. He did that because of Romans 10:9-10. And I'm going to read a translation out of the Madeira translation, so you can just listen. And if you confess with your mouth our Lord Jesus, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will have life. For the heart that believes in him is justified, and the mouth that confesses him has life. Turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. So this is the kind of life we have. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, our sins are washed away. The next line in the song has three things. He taught me how to watch, fight, and pray. In Mark chapter 13, verse 33, it says, Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. And the context of this verse is Christ's return, and he explains it with us. Parable, which is kind of neat if you want to read it later. So go back in Romans 12:12. The first phrase is rejoicing in hope. We are watching for that hope, rejoicing. A biblical scholar, E.W. Bullinger, describes the noun hope as, number one, expectation of something future. Number two, a well-grounded expectation. Number three, a gladly and firmly held prospect of something good. Hope is good. We watch for it rejoicing. Another song I listen to often talks about the return of our Lord Jesus Christ and goes like this. This time, he won't need a manger. This time, he won't need a cross. This time, he won't need a borrowed tomb. Oh, sinner, don't you be lost. This time, he will be the champion. This time, he won't be denied. This time, he'll be coming in the clouds, wearing garments pure as white. Amen?
Amen.
What a hope we have to rejoice in. Going back to the song, Oh Happy Day, it says, he taught me how to watch, fight, and pray. So there's two more encouragements, to fight and pray. I'm going to read 2 Timothy 4:7, where Paul says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And we know believers who have done the same. The first few words in 1 Timothy 6:12 that Bob shared yesterday, fight the good fight of faith. We need to fight too, and that can mean being patient in tribulation and steadfast in prayer. So how does the word teach us to do that? Well, we have to go to Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 10 through 18. I'm going to read all 9 verses. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, keeping in tongues, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all things. Pretty much says it all. One of the last lines in the song, Oh Happy Day, is, and live rejoicing every day. We have a lot to rejoice about and can do that in song and praise. Singing is a wonderful thing. By the way, one of the best things about singing is that You don't have to be good at it to reap the reward. Research has shown that singing can be good for you on many levels. It may lower stress, boost immunity, improve lung function, enhance memory, and improve your mental health. Mm-hmm. And of course, God tells us in His Word to do it. Paul and Silas sang in prison. Jesus sang with His disciples at Passover. In Psalm 13:6, David says, "I will sing unto the Lord because He hath dealt bountifully with me." In 1 Corinthians, maybe you can go there, I'll give you time, chapter 14, verse 15, we are encouraged to sing with the Spirit, which is the gift of Holy Spirit and manifestation, or singing in tongues. And I will sing with the understanding also. So in closing, and to recap, oh happy day, there's three things. Number one, Jesus washed our sins away. Number two, He taught us three things, how to watch, fight, and pray. And finally, to live rejoicing every day. I love you all, and it's a happy day to be loved by God. Enjoy the song. It's about 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, happy day.
See, now you got it.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
La, la, la,
la.
Okay, you guys, relax, okay? Take a deep breath. Be fine, don't worry. You ready?
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Come here. Come here and stand
oh,
over here. To do better than that. All right, you guys, take a cue from me.
La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la
la la la la la
la la la la
la la la la la la
la la la la la la la
la la la la
la la la la
la la la la
la la la
la la la la la.
Well, Heavenly Father, you made so many happy days for us. But one of the most important days is when our sins were washed away. You provided a way for us to be in your family, to enjoy each other, enjoy your wonderful word, enjoy the fellowship with you, because that's what we're here for, is to have a relationship with you and to love our fellow believers. So we thank you for all that and for always being with us and listening to us and just being a wonderful Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.